This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Pazuzu.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Who's got bad mouth and rotting genitalia.
Hey, like, hey, that's my deal.
Yeah, this is, I feel very seen by this avatar. It's unfortunate. Like, with my decaying, bleeding gums and my rotting genitalia and distorted, crippled limbs, like... My breath that's so noisome as to strike dead all who inhale it.
My breath that is basically a beam weapon.
Yeah.
Exactly. It affects one target at a distance of up to 30 yards, yet it is still a vapor, like a jet of steam.
Do you remember for Listerine, there was like these commercials for Banaka. Remember Banaka?
Banaka is like one of the things that I like, the name of it gets in my head and then I think, oh, what is that? And I Google it and I see that the link is purple. So I have done several times. I don't know what Banaka is.
It is. It's an all purpose spray that you put in your mouth to freshen your breath.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people used to do that instead of like mints. Like you take this like little spray bottle and go.
Yeah.
But there was a commercial for it where there was a guy with really bad breath and it's just like stuck in my head as a kid commercial. Uh-huh. Where he'd be like, and he said, my breath smells like petunias. And then somebody would be right in front of his face and go, oh, and like get knocked over. And I just remember like, it's like this weird, like high kids at home early kind of, you know, adventures in baritone as a child, you know,
my breath smells like petunias. Petunias.
Are
petunias known to be an especially noisome flower?
I think he was being ironic.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think his breath was actually bad, but petunias are good.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. So Pazuzu, this is Nyarlathotep showing up as like a Babylonian god. Like Pazuzu would be somebody like if they went to Ghostbusters 5, Pazuzu would probably be the bad guy in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And the text of this talks very little about his genitals and a lot about his breath.
Yes. I mean, maybe he can direct the same things because like if your genitals are rotting, they got to be smelling pretty bad too.
Dude, I don't even have to be rotting.
Well, I mean, okay. Yes.
Like, yeah. I don't know if you've like, when's the last time you got sick and like just didn't take a shower for a while. I'm not trying to be gross. Right. But I'm just saying like, right. You just get a whiff of just like, oh man, that's some genital stink. I got to take a shower.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You know? No. It's not great.
It's just natural. Like, you know, it's down there. It's at the junction of a good amount of skin.
It's the swampiest zone.
Yeah.
Kind of by default. Extremely swampy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, super swampy. Swampier than the butthole. You know?
Hey, Gary.
Yeah.
Okay.
What up?
I don't know. I don't know. Just the phrase swampier than the butthole, I found objectionable. So I don't
warm
know.
Warm and accurate.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.